We're going to put your calls off for just 1 second as we welcome in Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Come in and give us a little bit on all the going-ons in the MLB, and there's a lot of them. And Bob, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. So let me just start with the big news here. I mean, are the Nationals, you know, apparently the sources are Nationals shopping Bryce Harper. I mean, how real can we are we expecting this to be?
I'd be shocked if it happens.
Right.
I think it's a case where, hey, you might as well listen. It's not going to hurt anything. Maybe it wakes up our clubhouse that, okay, things are going so bad, you know, we might deal our biggest star. But to get something now in return, you know, would be ridiculous. The return would be so weak.
Right.
Because, you know, there's not enough time and not enough teams. Teams have already made their moves. So I can't see that.
Right.
I think nothing else is just a hey, maybe someone makes a crazy offer or a, you know, or it wakes up the clubhouse. It's like, hey, guys, unless you guys start moving here, everybody can go.
I saw some reports earlier that maybe this is not so much baseball guys, but maybe ownership. Is there any thought to the idea that maybe Bryce has kind of let it out of the bag that he doesn't intend to stay and this is a last minute kind of just see what we can get for a guy who just told us we don't want to stay?
Well, he's had a tough year.
Yeah,
and ownership was upset a few years ago when he was looking for 13 years at 565.
Right.
Obviously, you know, those numbers are he's not going to come close.
No, of course not.
And you're hitting 215.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it might be them too. Is like maybe we tell everybody that we're shopping him. Maybe actually lowers his free agent value.
Right.
This winter, we can get him easier.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me. And so you don't expect them. So this isn't a sign that the Nationals are in sell mode where almost anyone on the team is available. This is strictly just to float out Bryce Harper and see, for whatever reason, some of the ones you just gave us. But Harper is the only guy on the plate as of now.
Yeah, or in some relievers. I mean, I think they'll shop a couple of relievers and go from there. But with the Phillies and the Braves, having never been in this position for so long, you know, and they've been playing no better than 500 ball for 2 months now.
Yeah.
It's like juggernauts. It's like, are you really going to give up on this season? And which would be one of the most, it'd probably have to be the most embarrassing season in Nationals history.
I completely
just grossly underachieving.
That's what makes it kind of surprising for me because I agree with you. Yeah, I know we're 100 games in and they've played well, but these are two young teams without any experience and any know-how on how to win. And for a Nationals team that, maybe they have the same issue come playoff time, but this is a team that knows how to win divisions, to give up 5.5 games out or whatever they are is really surprising to me.
Yeah, we just, we're kind of starting the off season.
Right.
When you fire the manager who led you to back-to-back, division championships, 97 games, Dusty Baker, perhaps a Hall of Fame manager, and go with a young, inexperienced guy, you get what you want.
Yeah.
You say you want to go a different direction. Well, maybe the different direction was going, to the bottom of the standings.
Right. And the other one that just, speaking about that division, Duvall to the Braves, that's a good move for them. He's still got some pop. I think he's got about 15 home runs, 61 RBIs. Someone who can help that lineup. I like the Braves in that division.
Yeah, the Braves said they're going to be conservative. They kind of say, you know what? We got a little more control on him.
Right.
Let's go ahead and give this thing a try. So, yeah, kudos to the Braves. I think they say, you know what? The Nationals are, stuttering around.
Mm-hmm.
Phillies aren't doing much.
No.
Hey, let's, how many chances are we going to have it? Get this thing. Let's go for it.
It's amazing. It's one of those divisions where, I mean, if you the Nationals and Mets, who you never know what's going to happen with the Mets, but to see the Phillies and Atlanta Braves this quickly on top of the division is really one of the surprises and good stories in Major League Baseball right now.
Oh, yeah. Nobody saw that coming. It's supposed to be the Nationals and the Mets.
Right.
As much as the Mets have struggled, they haven't been nearly as embarrassing as what the Nationals have been. I mean, the Nationals are the most talented in the National League.
Absolutely.
They should be running away with that thing.
Yeah. So then speaking on the Mets, you wouldn't think that they're going to – it seems like the idea of DeGrom or Syndergaard is not going to happen. Very difficult to do for a myriad of reasons, which I agree with most of them. But Wheeler is an interesting case. Obviously, he's out there. The rumors are the Mets have a price, and if someone meets it, maybe they'd consider it, but they're not going to step down. Are teams going to look at Wheeler and see the pitcher of the last several months, or are they going to look at Wheeler and see the pitcher that struggled and injury-prone over the last 5 years?
Well, I think they'll kind of see, you know, what the guy's done lately and say, you know what, let's give this a try.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's be honest with it, with how weak the pitching class has been, the trade market.
Yeah.
He'd probably be the number one starter out there that's been traded.
Yeah.
Maybe someone will give a steep price. Worst comes to worst, Mets hang on to him.
Right.
And you know, with the pitching they have, they could easily bounce back next year and sound like just a lost cause.
Right.
And, you know, and when people say trade prospects, well, you know, a couple of years ago, Chicago White Sox traded Chris Sale, one of the two or three best pitchers in all of baseball.
Mm.
Sale's still, you know, one of the best pitchers in baseball. And the three prospects that went to White Sox are doing nothing.
I know.
It's like, you know, people get wrapped up in these prospects.
Right.
It's like, you know, some of them can't even do anything.
So you expect Wheeler to get a good turn back. You expect the Mets to answer a lot of phone calls the next 16 so hours?
Oh, I do. Yeah. I think they'll, particularly a team like the Milwaukee Brewers, I can see them being all over him. The Cubs don't have as much as the Brewers having a farm system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they did make their trade with Cole Hamels. But I would think that he'd get moved and would get a nice return for him.
Mm. And what about a former Met? The Dark Knight Harvey, I wouldn't say resurrecting his career in Cincinnati, but showing a little bit more. Seems like he's spiking the guns a little bit higher and pitching a little bit better. Cincinnati has kind of talked about how he's good for the clubhouse, if you can imagine that, and that if they have to hang on to him, they will. But do you expect Harvey to move?
Well, I do. If he doesn't move tomorrow, he'll move in August. He should clear waivers with his contract. Yeah. But, you know, that's the reason they trade for him. It makes no sense for them. For him to be there past August 31st.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think they trade him tomorrow unless they still get anything back they want. And then, you know, try to pass him through waivers.
Is the talk, is there like legitimate talk that he's really turning himself around here, that scouts and prospective teams have seen enough in him to give him a chance, or really to think he could be on the way back to at least a semblance of his previous self?
You know, we're talking to scouts, they say, you know, he'll never be what he was.
Right.
But, you know, he could be a nice number three, number four starter.
Mm-hmm.
Three starter at best, probably a four starter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're a playoff team, it's not the type of guy that's going to, you're going to start as top guys.
Mm-hmm.
But he can fill in the back end rotation and maybe help you make the playoffs.
Right. And you mentioned that Wheeler might be the best pitcher on the market. Another one is Archer. Tampa, obviously, in sell mode, they'll sell, you know, anything that's not, you know, nailed down. But to me, I mean, the talent is obviously there, and there's been flashes of greatness, but he's yet to really put together a consistent track record. But still, most people you talk to, he's considered in that upper echelon of starters, certainly the upper echelon of this trade market. Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe upper echelon. Yeah. Yeah, maybe upper echelon of this trade market. But
right.
Yeah, he's not the same guy. You know, no one considers him, you know, that elite pitcher anymore, you know, ace of a staff.
Right.
Maybe, you know, a nice number two type pitcher. Yeah, we'll see if he gets traded. A lot of people still don't think he will. You know what? I mean, the Rays may be better off. You have 29 other teams bidding on him in the offseason.
Because
I think the offseason may make it more for him.
And then one of the more, and I agree with you. I don't, I was talking to somebody earlier and they still say that, a lot of people view him as one of the better pitchers in the league. And I understand the stuff is there, but I haven't seen him put it together. And, you know, here in New York, we see him pitch against the Yankees, and he does pitch well quite often. But I still wouldn't have faith in him to be someone I think I could put at the top of my rotation and not think twice about it. So I'd be surprised if he gets a great haul, but it looks like a lot of teams are definitely interested in him.
Yeah, especially because the you have
the contract he's under.
Years.
Yeah.
Through 2021.
Right. At $8 million. But, yeah. The other interesting trade for me was the Ozuna trade, obviously, with the suspension coming back on. He's able to come back on Sunday from a 75-game suspension, which is about as steep as we've seen for this kind of penalty. Obviously, the Astros desperate for bullpen help. What do you think about this trade, and how difficult do you think it is to trade for someone coming off a suspension like this?
No, it is a very intriguing trade. I mean, the Blue Jays have been trying to shop this guy for a month,
right,
and no one is taking a bite on him, just because, you know, as you said, it's the longest domestic violence suspension. Mm-hmm. And he didn't appeal it. He accepted it.
Yeah.
We got a court date coming up, too. The scuttlebutt is like, you know, let's wait to see what happens, what shows up in those court papers.
Right.
How bad is this thing?
Yeah.
And you got a team led by, you know, Justin Verlander, been very outspoken, against players in baseball, domestic violence. And I heard they had a team meeting about it. So, you know, be careful. They don't upset the team chemistry by grabbing a guy like this.
That's interesting. The team felt they needed to address it. That is something. I know, he had like a middle finger emoji or something like that. I know he was outspoken about it to really address the team. That is interesting, because I think we've seen it before. I'm trying to think back to the exact circumstances the Yankees traded for Chapman, whether the suspension hadn't come down yet. It didn't seem like it was going to be anything too severe, but still, to take a chance on a guy in this kind of suspension, I wonder if this sets, you know, a trend for teams to see how a team reacts and how a fan base reacts to someone like this.
Yeah, particularly how the fan base.
Right.
I mean, if the players go nuts here and, you know, and kind of turn their back to the guy and shun the guy, then they got some big time problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't have that division in a clubhouse, particularly with a closer who, you know, people don't like. So I think it'd be fascinating to see. I mean, he's going to have to address the team himself and let them know what he did and stuff like that. Because right now there's a whole lot of guys who aren't happy in that clubhouse.
Let me ask you just one question on a trend we're seeing in trades here. It seems like teams are no longer afraid, concerned, whatever the word you want to use, to trade within division, especially with rentals. Are we seeing a real change in the thought process from teams being willing to send a guy to a division rival?
I think we are. I think it started a little bit, you know, last year, 2 years ago with the, last year when the Cubs traded, White Sox traded Jose Quintana to the Cubs.
Right.
Because he wasn't only rental. He's going to be around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think if the Cubs had won the World Series with Quintana leading him, it would have been very, very tough for White Sox fans. And I think Randall, no big deal. You know, it's like, okay, go ahead and help him. You don't want that team to win the World Series, and the guy you traded to help him, you know, win the World Series. But I think people are saying, you know what, if it's a good deal, let's don't worry about it.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, thanks a lot. Help me get through this. Help me figure out some of these moves and why the Nationals are doing what they're doing. But thanks for trying to explain it to me, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right, have a good night.